Look, to our understanding, it isn't in any one variety of seed, but it is across the state and it's across all three growers is the feedback I'm getting from my field offices. Mm. In some of our paddocks, it's quite prevalent. In others, it's not, but it is across all of the growing regions.
Do you know much about how it's spread or why it's more prevalent this year?
Look, we're not sure about why it's more prevalent this year. Obviously, it's an airborne spore, so generally it's spread through the air. You know, it's very much a seasonal issue, depending on temperatures, the feedback I've had so far.
How widespread across the state and in your crops has it been?
Yeah, look, it's quite prevalent across the state. Some of our crops don't have it, but the majority do to some extent. We haven't lost any total crops, but I've heard of reports of other producers have losing the total crop, but we haven't had that happen to us yet, fortunately.
Have you had to make estimates at this stage about write-downs come harvest time?
Look, it's a bit too early. Until it's in the shed, James, you never know how much you're going to get. So we tend not to speculate on that, but we do expect some impact to be noticeable.
And at this stage, what action is being taken to try and control the spread of this mildew?
Our field officers met with the field officers of the other processors and some of the government officials, and they're looking at a coordinated response. The first approach is to get out there and identify the paddocks and continue to put applications of Ritamil, Acrobat, etc., and try to control it to that degree.
At this stage, have you been able to rule out the mildew being spread through seed that's been distributed to farmers?
Look, that's a tough one. I don't think we're ruling anything in or out at the moment. Our understanding, it is an airborne spore, but at this point, I think it's a bit too early to have anything conclusive.
Have you had any reports of the mildew being present in your Victorian paddocks?
Yeah, look, as soon as we became aware of it occurring to the extent it is in Tasmania, we've checked our Victorian paddocks, and we're growing the largest area in Victoria, and we don't have any mildew in our Victorian crops, which is pleasing at this point in time.
What impact will this have for crops next season? Is there anything you'll be able to take out of this to see a better crop coming into next season?
Well, the downy mildew has been part of the industry globally for a number of decades, but this one is more prevalent. Whether there's building up a resistance, I think we'd like to get a handle on that over the coming weeks and months. But it is very much, from what I'm being told, a climatic situation, so weather's a big part of it. So next year we might have different seasonal impacts and we won't see it.
So there's no sense at this stage that, I guess, in one way, farmers have received a seed that has been contaminated and in a sense, we're really on the back foot from the get-go?
No, look, it's too early, as I said, to rule anything out, but the fact that it's across all three processes, we all have completely different breeding varieties, would suggest to me that it's not derived from a one-off seed variety. It does appear to be across the state and in all regions.
And from here, I guess, how will you be monitoring and tackling this?
Some of the feedback I'm getting right now, James, is that as it's starting to get a bit warmer, the prevalence of it is actually winding back and the impact's not as great as it was probably 4 to 6 weeks ago. There was a heightened sense of a concern then. But we're just going to have to watch. Field officers are doing a great job and everyone's sharing information to see if we can tackle this problem.
Have you got a percent at this stage that you'd be able to let us know about how, percentage-wise, how affected crops have been?
Look, it is too hard to say, James, but we don't think it's anywhere near a quarter. We don't think it's impacted us any more than, say, a quarter. But, it is too early to say because it does impact yield and you won't know that until it's in the shed.